This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
On a text line, Newell, why doesn't the council require an after-action report on official travel so they can see what they are paying for? There is a report that they get now and that they demanded that they get as it relates to the expenditures of the mayor's travel, and I believe that there is a time period by which the administration has to respond as well. As I said before, I know I've had many of the council members on, and we've discussed this issue about some of the proactive things that they've done to try and hold this mayor accountable relative to her travel. When you look around the city, I've talked about this, we're off and running talking about climate change, and we can't fix a sidewalk or a pothole, right? And it continues to be an issue over and over and over again. Folks have had unfinished streets. I got some texts yesterday. 11 months they have been without a street in front of their house, and it's been dirt. And in many respects, some of these folks have had to park their cars around the corner, and they can't even drive to their house. And, you know, the frustration is growing. And these are the execution things that I think people have legitimately pointed out. Not all, but most have pointed out these issues and have challenged this administration as to where they stand on a lot of this. Have they had some successes? Absolutely. In fact, we've talked about those on this show. But a lot of the failures are far greater than some of the successes. And, you know, and some of the successes came with a lot of prodding and a lot of things that have had to go on. Just for example, they got a report yesterday as it relates to accounts payable. That is low-hanging fruit. That is not rocket science. That's accounting 101. And if you can't get that right, it's hard to imagine the breadth and depth of the issues that we're facing inside the internal operations of this organization if you can't be all over that. It looks like through the effort of the council, bringing it to the forefront, talking about these challenges, educating the public as to the downstream implications of not being able to get that right, not creating a lot of competition. When you go out to public bids and just you've got all these companies that are refusing to bid on public projects that benefit the community because they do not want to be the bank for the city of New Orleans. I've said this a million times. These vendors are basically the working capital for the city, because they go 120, 160, 180 days without being paid. They have taken advantage of these companies, both minority companies and others, And we have all these programs that we're spending money on to benefit some of these disadvantaged business enterprises, but by the same token, not paying them on time. The best way to help any business, and in particular a DBE, is to pay on time. It's not that hard to figure that out. Because if not, they have to go borrow money for a working capital loan because they got to pay their people. They feel strongly about the folks that work for them. They feel strongly about the success of their company. And yet the city has been a leech. And a lot of folks have not taken this mayor to task on those issues. Finally, the hue and cry from vendors has been heard. And it comes to the forefront because nobody's bidding on jobs. No, thank you. There's enough work out there. We'll go someplace and work for someone who's actually going to pay us on time. We don't mind being held accountable. If there's a conflict and you think that we hadn't done something or you hadn't delivered what we said we were going to deliver vis-a-vis the contract, we're willing and able to sit down and discuss this and talk about how we're going to resolve it. But over and over and over again, over the last 6 years, this has continued to be a problem that no one was willing to really focus on and get it resolved until we reached almost the point of no return. The point of no return is you know you're there when you can't get folks to come and do work for you and refuse to because they say, we can't trust that city government is actually going to pay us. And all we kept hearing is that we got more money. We got the money. That even makes it worse. It exacerbates the problem. They don't want to hear, I've got the money, when they're not paying, right? I mean, and the whole thing is trying to get a competitive price for the work. So what has happened to the taxpayers? You're paying more to get the work done than the governments in the surrounding area in this metro area. And that's a fact. That is a fact. And it's the same thing with garbage collection. I mean, we're seeing it right now. Still once a week in the city of New Orleans. You know, and can't seem to get that straight either. Why? Because we're letting contracts with companies that are undercapitalized. And that challenge, coupled with the city's inability to pay on time, which both of the major garbage contractors that we had going back to the beginning of Mayor Cantrell's administration, legitimate concerns. They warned everybody. We're not getting paid on time. So you made a company that's trying to do the right thing, trying, you know, to get this done, trying to deliver this incredible service. They're not able to do so because basically you overwhelm them with your ineptitude, your inefficiency, and there was no way that they were ever going to be able to succeed because they couldn't rely on their own reserves or their own capital to pull them out of the doldrums of not being paid. And we can go through vendor after vendor after vendor. Some have been able to survive because they recognized the risk, they were properly capitalized, and they matched their risk to the capitalization of their company. But a lot of folks went in there thinking, the city's a city, they're going to pay their bills. Wrong. And now they've taken it on the chin, and they're going to have a hard time surviving, some of which have already sold because they couldn't. We buried them. This is a tragic consequence of not being able to deliver and execute on small details or small things that are just not that hard. But they're emblematic of a culture within an organization that will continue to reveal itself in these one-off stories. And there's no story worse, no story worse than us bringing about a situation where we put our local companies in distress because we cannot pay them on time. Think about that for a moment. Our government, our folks that we vote for, that we put in office, create a culture that actually works to the detriment of small businesses and others in this city.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stand tall. Stand proud. That's where we've been. Thankfully, there are those that have the political will to stand up and call it out. It's not fun. I understand. Everybody's trying to get along in order to accomplish things, but you get to that point of no return where you have to do a lot of what the city council has done. It's a shame. It's an embarrassment, quite frankly. It's an absolute embarrassment that we have allowed this to get to the point of where it is. And everyone, from the top to the bottom, in the finance section of this city, should be embarrassed. They have not taken the necessary pride in the work that they do. And I certainly hope they understand what the downstream implications are and the heartache that they've created for a whole bunch of companies that have tried to do the right thing and provide a service to the city of New Orleans. And I certainly hope that the next mayor and the one who is thinking about running recognizes that this is critical to the success of a business organization. Government is a business organization, and you got to run it as such. You are not a charity. You are a business organization that has fiduciary obligations to those that put you in office. Every single one of them. Not some to the detriment of others. And the prioritization ought to be on those critical services first, before we spend dollars anywhere else. Because without critical services being met and delivered in an efficient fashion, we know what the downstream implication and the outcome of that is. An out-migration greater than an in-migration. And that's pushing the proverbial snowball over the cliff. And see what happens then. We'll be right back and check in with Ian Hoke, who's in for Scoot today. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.